This is the Seabed Daily Text for Thursday, July the 19th, 2018. A few more words on letting our words be few. Matthew 6, 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Consider this. Hallowed be your name. This would be the opposite of taking the Lord's name in vain. To hallow, which means to set apart and make holy, is an act of worship. It does not mean to formalize, but to reverence. Formalizing has the effect of creating distance. Reverencing has the effect of drawing near without presumption. Consider Isaiah's vision in chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. It reminds me also of the text in Ecclesiastes. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, and you are on earth. So let your words be few. In that spirit, enough said. The prayer. Almighty, ascended Lord Jesus Christ, you are high and exalted, yet nearer than our breath. Holy, 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 hallowed be thy name. Right here, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Amen. The questions. No further questions. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.